This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Tornado sirens have been going off the past few hours in parts of Louisiana and Mississippi. Severe weather moving through the Deep South. Heavy rain, maybe hail in some places. Emergency official Donna Sanderson is in Monroe County, Mississippi, and she says they've got an alert system to help residents.
But Monroe County provides a code red service, which is a weather service, and you put in your home address. And let's just say the tornado is coming to your address. You get an alert from Code Red, and it's free of charge for everyone in Monroe County.
She spoke to WCBI-TV in Mississippi. No reports of serious damage or deaths. It's on to the House now for the bill that would protect same-sex and interracial marriages. The Senate passed it yesterday. Senator Tammy Baldwin, a Democrat from Wisconsin, is gay, and she said this.
It's important to reflect on the tireless advocacy of many, particularly in the LGBTQ community, who've been fighting for partnership recognition and marriage equality for literally decades.
The latest now on Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes' conviction in a plot to overturn the presidential election.
A Washington, D.C. jury convicted Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes of seditious conspiracy for a violent plot to overturn President Joe Biden's election. Rhodes was acquitted on two other conspiracy charges. Defense attorney Ed Tarpley.
We're grateful for the not guilty verdicts that were received. We're disappointed in the guilty verdict.
The case handed the Justice Department a major victory in its massive prosecution of the January 6, 2021 insurrection. Seditious conspiracy calls for up to 20 years behind bars. An appeal will be filed. Norman Hall, Washington.
Congress is moving fast to try to prevent a looming rail workers' strike. The House takes up a bill today. This is AP News. Now to a tragic case in New Zealand. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has this.
A bodies and suitcases suspect has appeared in a New Zealand court. A woman who was extradited from South Korea this week after the bodies of her two children were found in abandoned suitcases has made her first court appearance in New Zealand. The 42-year-old woman has been charged with two counts of murder. She faces a mandatory sentence of life imprisonment. The case horrified many people in New Zealand after the children's bodies were discovered in August when an Auckland family bought abandoned goods, including two suitcases, from a storage unit in an online auction. Authorities say the children were between 5 and 10 years old and had been dead for years. A judge imposed a temporary order that keeps many details of the case secret, including the names of the woman and the victims. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Dow gained 3 points yesterday. The S&P fell 6. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.